It's Thursday, June 17th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Residents were evacuated and thousands lost power as a brush fire burned in South Reno yesterday, threatening homes near Galena. The Petrea fire began yesterday afternoon in the Steamboat and Pleasant Valley areas and swelled to 350 acres before crews were able to fully contain the blaze yesterday evening. All evacuation orders have been lifted and roads in the area have reopened. This week's extreme heat wave is breaking records in our region and leaving homeless people that much more vulnerable to the elements. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
According to the National Weather Service, that extreme heat will be sticking around some parts of the region through Saturday. That means those people without shelter or housing are that much more vulnerable to heat exhaustion or heat stroke, which can be deadly. Some local governments in our region, including Salt Lake City and Nevada's Clark County, have opened cooling centers in order to provide shelter from the heat. In Denver, all of the city's recreation centers are free. However, most cooling centers close at night. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Community members experiencing homelessness here in Nevada can safely sleep outside. That's under a new pilot program in Washoe County. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck reports.
Washoe County will run the pilot program out of the Nevada Cares campus by allowing people to camp outside on the same property.
Not everybody is ready to go into a congregate setting. If you've been living independently for some time in your own space, that is a really overwhelming thing for someone.
That was Washoe County Assistant Manager Kate Thomas. She says the goal of the Safe Camp is to transition people into more permanent housing while taking away the stressors of sleeping outside.
This offers an alternative to living on the streets or, you know, living in an area that's not safe. And so bringing folks into an area that, you know, has bathrooms and water and, you know, meals, and to have somebody not worried about getting kicked out of where they're staying, that's a huge relief for somebody that's in that situation.
The county will provide 44 tents for the pilot program, but a handful of tents will be pitched per day to allow people to get settled in slowly. There will also be 24-hour security and caseworkers on site. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Nevada may start offering incentives to residents as part of a national effort to bolster lagging COVID vaccination rates. Governor Steve Sisolak is slated to release details on the program during a press conference at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas today. According to the state's coronavirus dashboard, about 42% of residents 12 years or older are fully vaccinated. Agricultural officials have confirmed rabies in bats from Clark and Washoe counties. The Nevada Department of Agriculture's Animal Disease Laboratory announced their findings Wednesday. Officials say the findings should serve as a reminder for the need for rabies vaccinations for pets. Bats are found throughout the state and are the most common source of disease transmission to humans and animals. The Animal Disease Laboratory typically confirms around 20 cases of bat rabies each year. California's power grid operator is calling for voluntary conservation. That's as the state swelters in a heat wave that's blanketed the West and brought dangerously high temperatures to many areas. The California Independent System Operator has issued a flex alert for today from 5 to 10 p.m., urging people to set thermostats to 78 degrees or higher and avoid using major appliances. However, the system's CEO says California is unlikely to see a repeat of last summer's rolling blackouts. The National Weather Service is warning of triple-digit highs in deserts and inland areas and potentially life-threatening temperatures in the Central Valley. We're going to see record-high temperatures in some areas throughout the KUNR listening areas for the rest of this week. Highs near 100 degrees in Elko, highs of 101 in Reno, and highs of 90 in South Lake Tahoe. Those are your morning news headlines for this Thursday, June 17th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.